You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita Tyagi. Today is Friday, the 11th of October, and here are the top things you need to know before the market opens. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a flat to negative note today, tracking cues from the GIFT Nifty, which was trading at a discount of nearly 20 points from Nifty Futures Thursday close. In the previous session, both indices failed to hold the higher intraday levels but managed to end the session marginally higher, led by gains in metal and banking stocks. Coming to global markets, the handover was mixed as Asia-Pacific markets opened mostly higher, breaking ranks with Wall Street's overnight session, which saw key benchmarks slide as investors digested a sticky inflation report. Investors in Asia are also focused on the rate decision from the Bank of Korea, which cut its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 3.25%. This is Bank of Korea's first rate cut since 2020. Investors in the region will also eye China's Ministry of Finance press conference, which is scheduled to happen on Saturday. The highly anticipated briefing session is expected to unveil fresh fiscal stimulus package as Beijing attempts to boost its economy. Japan's Nikkei 225 jumped 0.3% in trade today, and South Korea's blue chip KOSPI gained nearly 1%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed at a flat start for the index. Overnight in the US, the S&P 500, Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq ended in the red as the US Consumer Price Index rose on a monthly basis, bringing the annual inflation growth to 2.4% from the previous year. The inflation figures were much higher than the forecasts. Coming to the stocks in focus today, shares of Tata Consultancy Services may come under pressure as the company reported muted earnings for the quarter ended September 30. Its net profit fell over 1% quarter-on-quarter basis to around 11,909 crore rupees. This is the first time in 5 years that the company has ended the September quarter with a sequential decline in margins, though its net profit has been slipping since the March quarter this year. The IT bellwether also declared the second interim dividend of 10 rupees per share. Another Tata Group stock that will be on investors' radar today is Tata Elxsi. The engineering and technology services firm reported a 15% year-on-year rise in its fiscal second quarter profit to 229 crore rupees, fueled by healthy demand in its transportation wing. Its revenue from operations rose 8% YOY to 955 crore rupees. The company's operational and offshore delivery excellence, physical discipline, and differentiated offerings contributed to margin expansion in the quarter. Shares of Indian Renewable Energy Development Agency, or IREDA, may edge higher after the company posted a 36% year-on-year increase in its net profit to 387 crore rupees for the fiscal second quarter on the back of higher revenues. Its total income from operations also jumped around 38% YOY to 1,630 crore rupees. The company's loan book surged by 35% annually to 64,000 crore rupees in the July-September quarter. Another PSU stock that will be in focus today is Mazagon Dock, as the company bagged a purchase order from the Maharashtra State Power Generation Company for the supply, installation, and commissioning of an AI-based comprehensive infrasecure project. The total contract value is approximately 121 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The project will be implemented at two locations, namely GTPS Udan and KGSC Phofali, and is expected to be executed within a year. In addition to the initial project scope, Mazagon Dock will also provide annual maintenance contracts for the items installed after the first year. Dr. Reddy's lab stock will also be in focus as the company shareholders have approved the voluntary liquidation of its subsidiary Imperial Owners and Land Possessions. The liquidation is subject to regulatory approvals. As Imperial is not a material subsidiary of the company, the liquidation of this subsidiary will have no material impact on the consolidated financials of the company. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Rishi Kohli, the Chief Investment Officer of Hedge Fund Strategies at InCred Alternative Investments. talking about which sectors are looking to outperform in the near term based on the sector rotation model.
Create the sector rotation model. So every few months, you know, some sector will change here and there. The goal is to capture the top 2-3 sectors at any point in time and then rotate into the sort of leading stocks on that based on a momentum and relative strength basis for the stock side. But on the sector side, so what, you know, while creating the sector rotation model over many, many years, what I noticed is that, you know, whether markets are good or bad or sideways, you always have some sectors which are, you know, doing better, obviously. And that is the whole goal of this sort of sector rotation model. And that is the real key to outperforming. Because if you get those sectors right, then, you know, 70-80% of your job is really done. So in line with that, currently coming back to your direct question, you know, the sectors that are really holding out are metals, right? So metals has been obviously a cyclical sector. It has moved big in the past. In between, recently, it has been consolidating. Very short term, it has started bouncing, you know, because of global developments, geopolitics, China, etc., etc. So obviously, I think in the near term, it will still be a bit dependent on all those news flows. But there's something different happening in the sector over the last year. And it seems to be becoming, at least for the next few years, more like a secular story rather than a typical cyclical thing that it has been in the past. You know, I'm not that much of a fully fundamental expert to go into those reasons, but whatever high level, you know, fundamental factor quant we do combined with the other technical and cyclical quant that we do, that combination clearly shows that something different is happening there. And that is very interesting as a, you know, some would call it a contrarian bet. Some would say that, okay, you know, we'll play it in the near term, but not in the medium term. But I think over the next 2-3 years, it could really surprise you. So that is one interesting idea. The others, IT, you know, has been doing well last 2-3 months. It has surprised people, you know, when it initially started doing well in June. But again, on a sector rotation model, it had come up. And it continues to be, you know, come up on that model. So I think IT will continue to surprise and keep up whatever, you know, be the issues in that sector. Obviously, earnings volatility is high in that sector. We are heading into the earnings season. So based on that, there could be more volatility over the next 1 or 2 months. But again, over the next 6 to 12 months, I think IT can do really well. The other interesting sector is, you know, the financial services sector. So, and obviously more on the NBFC side. So more than banking, you know, banking is very talked about and obviously more tracked, etc. But more than banking, the NBFC sector seems to be very interesting from a quant perspective. And again, something very different is happening there. So I would, you know, watch that more closely than some of the banks that we're all used to looking at. So that is something very interesting as well. And then infra, of course, there are pockets. Right. So obviously, you know, certain subsectors and PSUs and all that were doing well. So, you know, some of those were taking the lead in the infra sector short term, those have been disappointing. But there are others like real estate and other stocks that have started picking up. So I think overall as a sector, that will remain interesting. The subsectors, obviously, they will continue to be rotation across those.
That is all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day.